You do realize that he's not saying anything that you haven't said yourself, right? Ethel asked curiously. I narrowed my eyes at her. I can't believe you agreed to go out on a date with him. I can't believe that you won't admit that you like him, she countered. I wanted to scream that I didn't like him, but Ethel would just see that as a sign of guilt or desire on my end, and then sink her teeth in deeper. It was just easier to shut up and let her talk than to talk myself and put any more thoughts into her head. But, like always, my brain and my mouth weren't always on the same wavelength. I'm not ever going to admit anything when it comes to that man, I told her honestly. He went out of his way to bully me and make my life a living hell my senior year of high school. Honestly, you should just call and cancel your date with him. My phone rang, causing her to halt whatever it was she was about to say. Her eyes narrowed on the ringtone, the only one that she ever narrowed her eyes at when she heard it, and crossed her arms over her chest. Want to go on a double date? She batted her eyelashes. You can bring Franklin. I sighed. That would be awful. Come on, she urged. It'll be fun. She was wrong. It was horrible. And I lost my boyfriend that night for my troubles.
I felt bad, but she had to feel worse. As we walked outside side by side, it was with the uncomfortable feeling that I could throw up at any second. I'd beat her in the roll consumption department, but only just barely. I'd had 4.5 baskets of rolls to her 4. We'd done nothing but eat rolls, followed by dinner, followed by more rolls. Needless to say, I'd have to go run 15 miles in the morning to make up for the 32,000 calories of rolls that I'd just consumed. But it was worth it having beat her. Since when did you get a moped? I grumbled, as I rubbed my distended belly. She was walking slowly as she started to unbutton her pants. She popped the top 2 buttons of 6 before saying, Since I lived in Austin? You don't strike me as a moped kind of girl, I admitted. She struck me as a big lifted truck that would run over anyone in her path kind of girl. It's cheap, she shrugged, and I don't use it often. I would have asked her more, but before I could, she got on said moped and sped off without another word. It was the most anticlimactic departure I'd ever seen. I like her, I heard Iris say. I looked over at my brother's girl. Why? I wondered. Everyone liked my little Elvis, though. Everyone but me. Iris smiled a secretive smile. I think you know why. You're just not willing to admit you agree. With that, she mounted the bike behind Shine and took off with him. Eventually, the only one left in the entire parking lot was me and Jeremiah. That girl is going to be the death of you, he said, as he too got on his bike and rode away himself. I didn't like the feeling that his words evoked, mostly because I had a feeling he was right.